My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. It's a lot of work getting healthy, let's just face it. You know, we have to do things differently. We have to have a better focus. We have to make changes. We have to stop some bad habits. We need new vices, you know, and it's a lot of work. And I think that's why for some of us, it's just the hardest thing for us to stick to. But have a catastrophe happen, have something major happen with your health, and many times that is the motivating factor that gets us headed in more of a healthier focus and a healthier direction. It's too bad that that's what it takes to get us going, but, you know, sometimes, you know, that's what it is. You know, human nature does take over, and comfort zones are just that, very comfortable, not healthy, familiar, but not always really healthy. So when you do decide to get healthy, the first thing you want to do is have information. True to form information coming from sources that can make a dramatic difference in your health and that you're choosing correctly when you decide to start adding products into your daily regime. And your regimen should be, you know, balanced. And balancing it, it's a lot easier with some information on your side. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we have relevant topics for today's world. We talk about the important things, the situations, health scares, what's going on in the environment around us, and information coming from some of the best guests in the industry, you know, bringing their take on what's going on out there. Many of them are out in the field, out in the trenches, or they're formulating and putting products together because of all the information brought back to them and because of new scientific studies and research. So we do keep up to date, we do keep relevant, and I make sure that I'm always on top of the game to make sure that we've got the most up-to-date information coming your way. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can also find the podcast on the Stay Healthy webpage as well, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Which is their newer webpage that they are updating and putting together. The coupon is working, so scroll down and print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit to the store and enter your email address for future newsletters coming your way. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. In their fourth decade in the valley. Come in and see what a fully packed store is all about with the best of the best products, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service every single day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're going to be talking about minerals and the importance of minerals. And once again, reminding that minerals are not a seasonal commodity. They are an essential part of our everyday routine, and we need to make sure that we are keeping them supplemented into our daily routines and our daily regimens because, you know, our body does not stop needing minerals just because the calendar's weather starts to go down. Dr. Darren Starkey is back with us, which is always a pleasure being here as a mineral expert, as well as, you know, really representing the industry in a very positive way. He is a board certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 28 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath, has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within our body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he believes that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of the world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is something that we are getting every single day, and understanding that we may not be, which is probably truer than none. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career, he has done many radio programs, and every month we get the pleasure to talk with him here. It's such a blessing. And all of these shows focusing on his area of expertise, which is mineral health and mineral nutrition. He's continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of mineral and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Dr. Starkey.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing wonderful today. Thank you for being here. And it's that time of the year when people have a tendency to put their minerals on the shelf thinking that it's cool and they don't have to take them. What do we do?
Absolutely. This is when we see a lot of individuals end up in a place where they shouldn't have to be, thinking that they have flu-like symptoms, when in fact, if we just go back to that simple, good hydration, good, electrolyte balance, and what we have is ourselves back.
I think the biggest part is the retraining of knowledge, because there's lots of information out there today.
Yep.
But I think somewhere in almost every subject that we talk about, somewhere along the line, we got derailed and we got steered in a different direction, and that mentality goes with it. And once you retrain, you get the aha moment and the light bulb and all that good stuff.
Right.
But until then, what we get is we get a lot of people that are like, well, I just didn't think it was necessary because it's cold outside. I'm not sweating.
Well, we talk about this a lot, Jeff. If you really stop to think about it, during the heat, and especially we've laughed about this for years now together. I mean, I don't know how you live there in the summer. But it's real easy to reach for water or beverages when you're extremely hot, right? But when it starts to dip into those cold, and what you consider cold and what the rest of us consider cold, because your blood is so thin, we bundle up in our homes, in our offices, in our, we turn up the heat in our homes, our offices, our vehicles, and we stop drinking because we just don't have that thirst response. And we have to keep repeating it, just for the mere fact of breathing daily, you lose about 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid. We have to replenish it, we have to replace it, and we have to do it correctly, or we end up with twitches. I love these individuals that always say, and they know their bodies well. They know their bodies better than anybody else, but when they get that little twitch in the corner of their eye or their eyelid that, starts to, it's more of a pest than it is a red flag, I think, sometimes, or in the corner of your nose, your mouth. But those are some wonderful indicators. They're warning indicators, and if we don't respond to them, then of course that can end up in a sometimes even a full blown cramp, especially those night cramp in our aging population.
I guess it's just the retraining of the information. Most people, when they start thinking supplementation, they think vitamins. And you and I have talked about this.
Sure.
I don't know how many times over the years. The first thing they think is vitamins. Nobody says, "Oh, I'm going to start taking supplements. Let me run out and get some minerals." They always
Correct.
Say vitamins first.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that, You know, if you think about how it's been stated for as long as you've been in the industry, and you've been in there for a very long time, it's always been the vitamin industry. Mm-hmm. And I think we, you know, with the education that we have today, we're starting to see a change in that. But, you know, most of our consumers want to reach for a multivitamin to begin with. And that's fine. But when you really stop to look at some of these formulations, Jeff, I mean, it's basically vitamins with a little splash of minerals, and our bodies are made up just the opposite. You know, our bodies are made up of high water and minerals, and, of course, those minerals are what help those vitamins, enzymes, amino acids, and fatty acids function within the body. So if our output of these minerals are greater than our input, they have to come from somewhere because our bodies can't synthesize them. They can't, you know, make them within the body. So at that point, the body literally has to rob cells and tissues and organs, and eventually the last thing that females want to hear is something else robbing their bone. But I don't think it doesn't just start with the women, but also the men. I mean, I think that's a huge issue today in our society as to why men's bone density is failing, and I think it comes right down to mineral deficiency.
You know what, I do think you're right, and, you know, somebody just chimed in and they said, it wasn't until I heard you guys talking about the importance of minerals that I supplemented, but I've been supplementing for a long time now, and it was a dramatic difference. And I was one of those people that only did it in the summer until I heard you really convince me to take it year-round, and it did make my winter healthier. Thank you.
Thank you. No, I think that, again, for just a little bit of change in our mentality, you know, just making that little tweak, and whether that comes, and Jeff, you and I both know that Trace Minerals did a wonderful job in the flavors in which they offer in these power packs. You know, there's an array of different flavors that we hope that one of them will at least entice you to try, but it's flavorful, it's low sugar, it's packed full of electrolytes with a little bit of, you know, of course it does have 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C. So what I like to do during the winter time, and I don't do it during the summertime, Jeff, is that I like to put it in warm water on a really cold morning and use it like just a warm soother to wake up the body in the morning. And, hey, you know, like I said, during the summertime, the last thing you want to think about in the corral is drinking a warm cup of electrolytes, right?
True.
But during the winter, or when it does get cold, we can use, you know, during the summer, I think our bodies use that vitamin C from a healing standpoint. But during the winter, when our bodies, our immune systems need it most, I think it works as a wonderful support to the immune system as well.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, it's noticeable. How many different supplements do we take that we're taking because we know we're doing something good and we're preparing our body for down the road next week, next month, next year, next decade? But how many times can you use something that you walk away saying, oh my goodness, I feel better, I'm more energetic, my muscles are relaxing, I slept great last night, I didn't get any leg cramps, I can focus better, you know, all these things that are noticeable, and noticeable changes are the most motivating thing we can ever do.
Absolutely, and I think that ultimately, and I'm going to say something right now because I know that Stay Healthy has a wonderful money-back guarantee with all their supplements, but Trace Minerals Research really wants to promote that. We want our consumers, our listeners, to put our money where our mouth is, and that is that on every product that we offer, Jeff, there's a money-back guarantee. Feel the difference or your money-back guarantee, no questions.
That's great.
But you know, once we get that result, and once that individual says, wow, like you said, I slept through the night like a baby. Mm-hmm. Well, to some that might, you know, there are some that don't have problem with sleeping, but for those individuals that do suffer from these night cramps that are, you know, that wake them up and are terribly painful, and they sleep through not just one night, but they get to the point where they're sleeping through a week, and the only thing that they've changed was adding those electrolytes, and at that point, that's life-changing, not only for them, but they start sharing it with their family and their friends and anybody that's willing to listen to them, and that's when it becomes fun because it's not the company that's promoting, it's the individual that's had the experience, and they're the ones that, of course, start screaming at the top of their lungs, at the, you know, on top of rooftops and everywhere else, because why? They felt a change.
Mm-hmm. And not just the change, you know, the actual functioning of the body, it was
Correct.
Visibly noticeable. And
Correct.
I think people want that.
I'm preparing my body to fly to China
okay.
here shortly. And it's amazing to me, Jeff, how much, you know, what I take on a daily basis is compared to what I take when I'm traveling. And I want listeners to know that our bodies do go through some amazing, you know, these long flights. I think that we've touched on this before, but it becomes real when it happens to us, right?
I think so.
That we have to start preparing our bodies, because ultimately it is amazing how much our bodies need on top of what we already do when we're flying for long periods. We're in different, you know, countries. We're eating different foods. We're sleeping differently. There's so many variables to that. Of course, the stress and pressures are different. But I think that there's some neat things that we can do with these electrolytes, not just on a daily basis, but what we do for whether it be work or play or, you know, wherever we end up, always make sure. And that's what I love about those power packs, by the way, Jeff, is that they're so, you know, they're convenient. You know, you don't have to worry about liquids spilling in your suitcases or your carry-ons. You can put them in your back pocket like you do, carry them everywhere you go, and share them along the way.
You know, the other thing is, I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about traveling, and they said, do you take different things on the road? And I have a separate bag that I keep on the side. And in that bag, I take stuff with me extra in many areas, that it's like my travel bag of extra supplements. And I take different things when I'm on the road in different places. It's just the way it is, because
absolutely.
I know what happens when I don't.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for some of these individuals that are planning for vacations, and they put their hard-earned money and time and effort, and they, you know, of course, the anticipation grows, which I think that emotional stress increases, and I think that that's a topic that we would love to touch on, electrolyte loss. But at the same time, you know, the last thing they need to do is get out there, experience some challenges with their health and lose that opportunity to enjoy themselves on their vacations because they were laid up.
And, you know, and many times, you know, you don't want to say, told you to do this.
Right,
you know,
I told you so.
And I don't want to do that, but, you know, I've recommended to people when they've gone abroad and they've gone in different parts of the country where it's a different season right now. And, you know, you try to give them the warning, you know, the preparatory warning, you know, say this is what you're going to come in contact with. And it's not just where you're going, but it's on the plane, train, and automobile on the way there and the way back, too.
Correct. Absolutely. You know, I love these athletes that, you know, they have this concept in their head, pre-workouts, post-workouts, but they forget themselves before and during.
Oh, and yeah.
And to me, that's the whole key here, is that we, not just a pre before you work out, but up until that pre and during that workout and after that, okay, post, yes, but I think that there's so much in between right there that we're missing out on that their bodies need that still, instead of shifting into fifth gear, we're downshifting into third because their body just doesn't have it.
I think you're really right. And, you know, I was talking with someone the other day, and I said, how much water do you drink? And they go, well, in the summer, I drink about a gallon a day. And I said, well, okay, what are you drinking now? You know, I only had like one glass yesterday. And I said, do you think your body changes that dramatically over the last 2 weeks that now you cut it down to a tenth or, you know, a 15th of what you were drinking before? Don't you think that your body is kind of shocked that you would do that to it? And I got this deer in the headlight looks,
right.
and he basically said, oh, my goodness. And I see, he goes, I'm just not thirsty. And I said, thirst is the later sign of dehydration. You could be dehydrated all the way up to thirst. And I think it registered.
And I think that what we have to remember, especially the older we get, is that thirst response becomes very, very weak. And we oftentimes ignore it for thirst and reach for hunger, you know, We associate that weak response to a hunger pain, and we start putting food and not hydration in. So, you know, and you and I both know, Jeff, that when we're dehydrated, a lot of body organs have to work twice as hard to do the same function, and that's where I think we run into a cascade of different health challenges because of that.
You know, when we talk about cramping, you know, that's a sign that a lot of people have a tendency to really kind of look toward, because it's something that can actually make you jump out of bed. And two questions. I want you to talk a little bit about the topical magnesium, because this is something for a lot of people that they have a hard time grasping, that, you know, we are used to using it internally and we should continue to use it internally.
Sure.
But that it actually has the power to permeate through the skin. Now the question that comes in is, obviously, if you get out of bed in the middle of the night and you have a cramp, you can use that magnesium and massage it into the muscle, which is great. But how about massaging it into the muscle before bed or before exercise as a preventive protocol?
Oh, I loved it. And that's a great point. You know, there again is some opportunities that we have that I think we choose to overlook until we're in a crisis. Now, you and I both know that pain is a wonderful motivator, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's different types of pain. You talk to an athlete that likes to push their body to that pain threshold, and that's, you know, and they call that a good pain because they're doing it. But what about those individuals, just like you said, that jump out of bed who aren't looking for that pain, but that pain motivates them to make some changes? But that topical magnesium, remember, the largest organ of the body is the skin. And sometimes we beat this, in fact, not sometimes, we brutalize our skins with different ointments and lotions and things that, if you can't read what's in those acids, why in the world would you ever want to put them on your body? But
true,
with that natural magnesium, you know, just like you said, putting it on point specific, I don't care if it's on a tent, you know, of course, on a knee or on a, you know, on a calf or on a thigh, or soak your feet in it. My goodness, what a wonderful opportunity to help absorb through our feet. I mean, there's some wonderful delivery systems. I, you know, when my children are sick, Jeff, I like to rub that magnesium oil up and down the spine. I think there's some wonderful delivery systems that we can attack. Maybe that's not the proper word, but I think that at that point when you're in crisis, we need to attack those different systems and get them saturated and balanced so that we can put that body back on track.
Can you make changes even though you've been abusing yourself for a long, long time? I mean, is it ever too late to start using these things?
Well, you know, that's a wonderful question. I might attack it from a different perspective, can I?
Sure.
You know, when we stop to think about how fast our body regenerates and how fast some of these cells regenerate, you know, we, for instance, your stomach cells, Jeff, mm-hmm, regenerate every 3 days.
True.
You know, and there are some cells within the human body that we have from the time we're born to the time we die, they do not generate. But when you stop to think about it, you know that 7-year itch that talked about? And, of course, I love when we see the 7-year peak and we see divorce rates climb for that time period. And, you know, you see some and I love when the individual says, well, they ask the question, why did you get divorced? Well, they weren't the same person that I married. Well, if we're not putting the tooling in and we're not balancing it on a consistent basis, Jeff, every 7 years, we're a totally different creature then. But I don't think that what we're capable of doing on a daily basis and how we can help that balance and help that body, you know, rejuvenate at the cellular level, I think that there's some amazing, you know, so to answer the question, our bodies are changing on a weekly, monthly, you know, basis. If we're not feeding it properly, what a wonderful day to start today to help support the body for tomorrow. And it's that fast. I mean, our bodies, again, I think science, of course, is still scratching their head as to how certain systems work, but what we do know is putting these minerals from a, you know, because again, if we lived in a perfect world where we could breathe, we could drink, and we could eat from a balanced, healthy soil, we wouldn't be having these conversations today. There would be no reason for our conversation, no reason for this supplement.
Well, you know, as you think about how our soils have deteriorated, and we do talk about different things. And you and I have actually had this conversation. I have some friends that were listening to us one day, and they bought a cabin up in Montana, up in an area that was very much at the top of a hilly area. And he said they decided they're going to put in some trees and clear an area and put a garden in. And he said, I knew when I dug into that soil, it was like liquid gold in dirt form.
Right.
He said it was just beautiful. And he said, we put in plants and didn't have to use any fertilizer. He said it was so beautiful up there. The air was so clean. And he said, and everything not only grew, but really grew. Gigantic, beautiful vegetables. And they put in fruit trees, and they said it was the most unbelievable thing. And they said, you know, down here in Las Vegas, we've had to add every single thing into the soil because there was nothing there, and continue to keep adding and freshening the soil. And he said this was just like make a hole, put it in, cover it up, and that was it.
And if we could take that soil and spread it, you know, inches deep across this nation, I think you and I would be looking for a different avenue of education.
I think you're probably right. We're talking with Darren Starkey today. We are talking about products from Trace Minerals Research. We are going to start talking individually about products because there's so many available at Stay Healthy. It's the importance of minerals, and that's the topic today. And we stress it every time we're together because we're supposed to, and we need these minerals in our body. Stay tuned.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor-recommended, hospital-accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are awesome. They are so good at what they do, and they make it easy for all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. And one of the best things we can do is have the knowledge to make those wonderful decisions about our health. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade, so longevity definitely is a great plus for this wonderful, wonderful business. Come in and see what it's like to work with knowledgeable people every time you come in. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Today, Dr. Darren Starkey is my guest. We're talking about products from Trace Minerals Research. Question that I have for you, and I wonder what you think about this. I have a friend and she runs marathons, and she has people strategically placed along the path that are there to hand her a water bottle.
Yep.
And every time they hand her a water bottle, she's got a power pack in there with like 10 to 15 drops of trace minerals and water or a little juice or whatever it is. And she says, and I do this strategically all the way through, you know, the race, and I have people ready to hand me this off when I get to that area. She says, what do you think about that? And I said, I think it's awesome.
I think that she's brilliant in the fact that, and we've talked about this before, Jeff. You know, were we designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water?
No.
And yet, what are we lacking? I mean, what are we filtering? What are we removing? And I would say to her, you know, by putting those electrolytes and those trace minerals back into those, you know, that water, the strategic positions that her body, you know, that she knows, because these individuals that run marathons, Jeff, that's not been one of my bucket list items that I wanted to accomplish. But I work with a lot of these athletes, and they talk about the wall when they're running.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'll ever have to climb that wall. Maybe I should put some more personal thought into it and at least try a half marathon. But I think it's fantastic that she understands it as she's putting those that water back in. It's not just water, it's pure electrolytes, and putting that balance back into her body during the time in which she knows she needs it. I think that just gives her cells that super jump, that super charge, and continue that effort to get to that finish line.
Well, you know, what I've noticed is that everybody that I know that has tried minerals, even though they may be huge supplement consumers,
yep,
they always will come back somewhere along the line and say, you know, it was like the last piece of the puzzle that I was missing, but I didn't know I was missing it, and I didn't know there could be a difference until I had it, and then I realized I shouldn't have been feeling like I was before I started using it, if that makes sense.
Right. Oh, absolutely, it makes sense. And I think that, you know, what a wonderful... For those listeners today, they're already on a supplement program. We're not here to change your program, not at all. But I would challenge to, investigate or educate yourself on, let's say, Jeff, just the basic flagship product of Trace Minerals, and that's the concentrates. What a wonderful foundation to put back in under all the supplement programs that we have to help activate, regulate, and balance the body. By helping their supplementation work more effectively. And yet, at the same time, Jeff, you know, they're, like you said, we have an array of 100 plus SKUs, and it can get a little overwhelming at time, but I always love to start with the basics, because I think our foundations right now, Jeff, it's like decorating our house of health before our foundation is finished. Or if we have a crack in our foundation, what good is it to build on top of that foundation or decorate if that foundation is not sturdy? And to me, that's the concrete that's lacking in our health today.
Well, you know, I think what happens along the way, Dr. Starkey, is we hear about things with bells and whistles, and
sure,
we're interested in using them. And I think you just hit on something that's really important. You know, you wouldn't want to just go buy brand new windows for a house if the window holes were not cut in the side of the house.
Correct.
Obviously, that would do you no good. It would be really nice to be able to use them, but you really weren't prepared because you didn't have a structural foundation for them to be utilized. And even though you may get some benefit from some of the things that we're using today and applying into our daily regimens, once you have a foundation and you bring things in, they not only work more successfully, but they work with the foundation that you've already created. So a multiple vitamin, your antioxidants, your omega-3s, your greens, your probiotics, your enzymes, your foundation is solid. Now what you brew is you bring in things that really make that foundation stronger, more effective, and the benefits start to be something that are very, very noticeable, where you might not have got those benefits had you not had this built-in foundation.
I agree, and you know what I love about this concept that we're talking about today, Jeff, is it's repeatable with all ages.
True.
Repeatable. It's daily, it's consistent, and again, once they feel that difference and they put their finger on what it is that they've done, it sure makes that purchase a whole lot easier. And of course, we want to try to keep it cost effective, and I know that Stay Healthy does that for them, but it's something that they can maintain consistently with a growing family and not break the bank.
Well, you know, I spoke with a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and she has been into health and nutrition for a long time. She's like a 30-year vegetarian. She runs. She does marathons. She goes hiking. She doesn't use any chemicals at her home. I mean, she does everything right. And I remember I worked with her about a year ago, and we sat and did a consultation. And when I started looking to this, I said, you know, with all the activities you're doing, how come you don't have any trace minerals here? And she said, you know, I don't know. And she picked up some of the pocket packs to carry with her when she's on out and around. And she picked up a bottle of the trace mineral concentrated drops and started adding that to beverages throughout the day. And about a month after that, I got the craziest little text from her. And she said, how weird is this that I didn't add this? As great as I feel that much better on top of it because I'm now using minerals.
And she what's interesting about individuals like that, Jeff, is that they are already a walking machine, per se, right?
Yes.
Like you said, they're already doing everything right. They don't have to worry about, you know, alleviating junk food out of their diet. They are already a machine because they know to hike a mountain or to bike or to run a marathon, you have to, you know, again, they think differently. But to be able to, for her to be able to say, I feel even better, you know, her best day is sometimes our, you know, her worst day is sometimes our best day in our society,
as
far as our consumers.
Maybe so, our best day.
Yeah. And yet if we can just make a change, if we can make a change in that individual, who can't we make a difference in just by making a few adjustments?
Well, she said, you know, the craziest thing was, I feel so great. And she said, who would have thought? I mean, who to thunk that I could feel that much better? She said, I already felt guilty because I was running circles around everybody. And I thought to myself, but I'm putting a lot into this. I should feel good. And they could put it into it, too.
You've heard me say this before, Jeff. You know, we are all designed to be Lamborghinis. You choose your favorite race car. We're all designed to be that. You know, that we have it in our genetics. We have it in our makeup. We have it. It's who we are. But most of us, you know, we sell ourselves short because we don't understand how we can feel. So we end up, you know, of course, treating ourselves like push mowers, right?
Yeah, true.
We push through every day, hope tomorrow gets better. But if we keep pushing and nothing gets, you know, if we're not seeing results or feeling better, I think Einstein hit it right on the button. And, of course, we know that is insanity. But what we're designed and how we treat ourselves are two totally different ways of thinking today in our society.
Mm. You know, I think that sometimes we surmise in our mind, you know, at the end of the day when we're tired and we're fatigued and we don't concentrate, we blame it on, and with good reason, we blame it on lack of sleep and not eating a proper diet and not being active and not decompressing, not dealing with our stress.
Yep.
But how many times could it also be a lack of minerals in our body, something we may not even consider?
Right. Yep. So the two, you know, if you're listening today and you just want to make the first step, I would say take the first step in making sure that you're drinking good balanced water. And what I mean by balanced water is that you're remineralizing that water with the trace minerals to help put that what we're removing and put that back in. And to me, it can be so simple. You know that concept, an apple a day that kept the doctor away? I believe that with those those liquid trace minerals, and I don't want to confuse people. We have the electrolyte stamina, we have the the power packs, we have the main electrolyte products. But separate from that, we have our main flagship product that's called concentrate trace mineral drops. And to me, Jeff, that's like eating a raw balanced diet from a mineral standpoint that we have complete control and consistency with.
Hmm.
So by putting that emphasis back in, that's the combining that with our water, that's the concrete that we need to patch our foundations with again. Once we have that in place, Jeff, my goodness, the sky's the limit, because like you said, we have to start somewhere. But if we do, once we start with the basics and we start working up and we start, checks and balances, because ultimately they have to compare their health with themselves. Am I making a difference? Do I feel better? And then moving forward, and the next step, of course, and that's where going to stay healthy and getting, guidance through some of those wonderful staff members. Again, it's free of cost.
Right.
Ask questions. Find out what the next step is, and what a wonderful way to get your health back on track.
I got a text from a customer that wanted to stay healthy, and her doctor had sent her in, and he had recommended the topical magnesium. The doctor himself uses the power packs and the trace minerals and recommended her to try it. And I texted her back and I said, for what? And she says, I have really bad fibromyalgia. And she goes, we tried muscle relaxants and stuff through the prescription. She goes, I can't handle them. And my muscles are so sore and so fatigued, and they tighten up so much. So she started using them, and she said the results were absolutely remarkable. And I mean, she's a huge believer. She said, she goes, there are days when I'm at my desk that I will roll up my pant legs and massage the magnesium oil into my calves and be perfectly fine all afternoon, or take an extra, 10 drops or 20 drops in my beverage in the afternoon, or throw a power pack in some water and sip it at my desk. I have no trouble doing this because I've seen the way that I feel so much different when I follow through. And I just think it's great when people can see it and feel it and love it.
And, of course, what I would love to ask her is how many others has she shared that with the same results that are willing to do it? See, we can talk all day, Jeff, and we can make it sound exciting and venturous and life-changing, but unless they're willing to put it in consistently. And I think that's where the magnesium oil really comes into play for those individuals that don't like to take things. That's a wonderful way to help at least the build, a starting point to get some relief. But, at Trace Minerals Research, as you well know, Jeff, we take it to sometimes extremes in giving our consumers a choice. Magnesium, not only do we have the topicals, we have the lotions and the gels, and then we have the gummies, we have the chewables, we have the effervescence. I mean, there's so many different ways to get and reestablish that magnesium back into our bodies, because I think that with the stress levels we're under today, Jeff, I don't know of a way to try to get caught up with our magnesium levels without making a strong effort because of what we're up against.
Well, I have a friend that's a vegetarian, and she was having a lot of problems with her muscles and her ligaments, and she was eating a lot of greens. I mean, tons of greens.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I should be getting this from this. And then I recommended a digestive enzyme, and she was actually decided to go use a plant-based enzyme, and she was getting better results. And I said, how much magnesium do you take? And she said, oh, I don't take any supplemental. And I said, okay. And she goes, what? And I said, I would try it. So she did. She started using the magnesium, and she also added in the trace minerals, started carrying around some of the packs, And it wasn't too long after that that she noticed such a dramatic difference that she started telling a lot of her other vegetarian friends who themselves were having trouble with their muscles and ligaments and tendons.
Correct. And by no means, and when I say this, Jeff, I am not, I mean, our farmers, our growers in this nation have a tough enough life as it is. I am not picking. But remember, if these minerals are no longer in the soil, they're not in our food. If they're not in our food, they're not in our body. And our bodies cannot, we can't synthesize, we can't make them, we can't replace them, we have to give them back. So to me, and you've been in that community for a very long time, Jeff, but these vegetarians are suffering because of what they're not getting, even though they're eating incredibly well. That's why it's called supplementing today. We have to supplement those minerals back into our health, back into our diets, in order for these to function the way they're intended.
I don't care how good you think you're doing it, and I don't care how well you think you're balancing. If you are, and I was explaining this to someone the other day, and we might have talked about this in the past, and they said, well, I only eat organic, so it's so much better in every area. And I said, okay. I said, but let's think about this for a second. Let's dissect this. I said, is organic really better for you? And they said, well, of course it is. It's better everything. And I said, all right. They said, what do you think about organic? And I said, well, when I think organic, I think about foods that do not have things on or in them. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, when I think organic, I think of a food source or substance that does not have any pesticides, chemicals in or on them, or have been used in the growing of that certain fruit or vegetable or food type. And they just kind of looked at me and they said, but it's better for you. And I said, yeah, I think it is better for you. And I said, but when it comes to the nutritive value, is the soil actually any better than 10 miles down the road where they're growing it using a lot of chemicals? Is the soil any better? And I said, I don't know. And I said, I don't either. But chances are the soil is pretty much about the same. So the soil is what brings the nutrients into the vegetables, into the fruit, and into the grasses that, let's say, cattle are eating. And you think to yourself, you know, if the soil is not good or enriched, is the quality of the nutritive value any better really when you're looking at organic, or is it more about what's not in or on it? And I think I kind of made her head spin a little bit.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do love, and this is my passion, Jeff, is that I get to teach single parents who can't afford an organic diet to begin with how to put and reestablish these minerals back into themselves and into their growing family members, their children, for pennies on the dollar.
Okay.
And to me, that's a key piece to this nutritional puzzle that I believe that we can control because of our knowledge. And that's not to say don't stop eating your fruits and vegetables. Don't. I mean, with the percentage of Americans not eating a raw fruit or vegetable within a day, Jeff, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because they assume that French fry or potato chip, and I don't mean to do this. This is not, but what we can, you know, what we assume or what we think is a vegetable or today is, that's Frankenstein food, right? But we have to go back to the basics, and to me, there's nothing more basic than what we've been discussing today when it comes to our health and our balance.
Well, you know, I was talking to my mom. She's back in the Midwest at my brother's house, and, you know, he has a big garden, and she said things do taste better when they come out of a garden at home out in the country. And I agree. And I do miss all of the side road stands that were there that would sell all the good stuff and the honey and all of the vegetables. And, I mean, there was nothing better than stopping at those stands.
Sure.
And if the vegetables ever made it back to the house, we're surprised. We eat them on the way back. And I like nothing better than just sitting in the middle of a garden and eating everything that I could reach.
I think I told you the story when I was a kid. My grandparents, my mother, my aunts would all bottle these different fruits, you know, fresh from the orchards. And my grandfather would take us with them. And we would, of course, proceed to fill up our buckets. But what I found genius from the farmer is that, and remember, we were young enough. We didn't look to this as stealing. But when we'd go into the cherry orchards, you know, the farmer would eventually weigh us before we went in and charge us. My grandfather thought we weighed extra going out because I think we put more into our bellies than we did into our buckets.
I think you're probably very right. No, it's very true. You know, but, you know, when we get together and we chat and we it's about reminding. It's
correct.
About freshening our memories. And, I mean, we have so much on our plate these days. Sometimes we just need to take a step back and say, you know what, I've got room on this plate for something. I need to find out what I'm missing. And, you know, and something that we do need to focus on and not lose our focus on is the proper use of minerals in our daily routine. And I thank you for making it easy with all the different choices. And it just, I really appreciate that you've made it not only delicious, but also easy for us to keep these in our system.
Right. Well, I appreciate your knowledge, Jeff, and your passion, and we're great. You know, of course, we've always said it. We're thankful for our association to be able to reach these consumers throughout your area and throughout the nation. That hopefully we can make a difference with one simple change.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. I do appreciate it. Always looking forward to our next great chat.
Have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll look forward to the next.
Be well, Dr. Starkey.
All right.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. Always doing great things for us and making sure that we have the availability of doing the right thing at the right time. And also making sure that we have a really good chance of noticing the differences in things like our muscles and our bones and our joints and our cartilage and our tendons and all that good stuff. Check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research available at Stay Healthy Every Day. Great low prices on these on the entire line. Great information available at the store. You can always ask anybody about anything that you need to chat about with all of this good stuff. So go to Stay Healthy. Why? Well, they really do make it easy to get healthy, to be healthy, to stay healthy, all that good stuff. You know, I think that what we need to do is we need to focus a little bit differently about our health. And one of the best ways to do that is to have information. I mean, I stress information every day. I bring you the best guest in the industry. We talk about the relevant topics. I cite books and articles that I think are important for us to look at. And I make sure that people are always continually searching out good ways to get as healthy as we possibly can. But we need to stay on it. It's not good to do it for just a week or a month or even a couple months. We need to focus a little bit better and a little bit cleaner on the things that we're doing. And we need to make sure that we're asking the right questions to the right people. And I think that you'll find that at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They make it easy. And they make it healthy, and they make it something that you want to achieve. And that's all what Stay Healthy is about. Great, knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the best selection of the highest quality products, great prices, a full-service environment, and just, you know, feeling good about getting healthy, good peace of mind. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. You can visit Stay Healthy Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Remember to always ask if you can get a slip to enter for the basket of the month. They give those baskets away at the end of the month. This month, I think they have a basket from Himalaya and one from Gaia Herbs. Great baskets. And all you have to do is say, I want to enter and win, and you can do that every time you come into the store. Now, when you go to Stay Healthy, don't forget, bring those pesky questions with you they've been having for a while and get them answered. And, you know, if you're just starting with Stay Healthy, they might be able to give you some ideas and things that might shake it up a little bit. And maybe, you know, you've been doing the same thing for a long time, but, you know, you're older now, and maybe we need to try things from a different focus. That's when you really get to learn, because they get to pull out all their information and help you out. That's what they're all about. Go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, print a coupon to use on your next purchase. Enter your email address, and you know what? You'll start getting newsletters. And, of course, stay in touch with them on Facebook. Give them a thumbs up, and you'll be connected with them every single day. I thank you all for tuning in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And, of course, I thank Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer for recording, podcasting, and archiving my shows every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, as well as the staying healthy las vegas.com. Their webpage has my podcast as well. Check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research. Have an awesome day. Do something great just for you. Get those minerals in your system. Why? Because we need them. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.